Julian Castro, Michael Bloomberg is Trump's wet dream. By Pam Key on February 18, 2020. Former 2020 Democratic candidate supporter Julian Castro, now a supporter of Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said Tuesday on MSNBC that President Donald Trump's wet dream would be running against 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Chuck Todd said, "I got to assume there's an opportunity for this campaign with Michael Bloomberg on that stage. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's campaign, I would argue, is framed around dealing with the Michael Bloombergs of the world, not as a candidate, but the billionaires." Castro said, "Here you have Michael Bloomberg, basically someone that was once called by the New York Times as the most outspoken defender of Wall Street. And in Elizabeth Warren, someone who has been fighting for everyday Americans, for consumers, for folks who are losing their homes in the housing crisis. She's been on the side of the American people. And Bloomberg has been making excuses for the status quo. So, tomorrow when they debate, you're going to have two different visions for America. Hers is a vision that for all the rest of us, folks who work hard for a living, can prosper." He added, "He the closest thing we have to a Donald Trump on the Democratic side. If you look at his weaknesses." Todd said, "Wow." Castro said, "There are a lot of people out there that think that maybe the best thing we can do is nominate a billionaire like Bloomberg because he has the resources. I actually think if you look at his record on race, on Wall Street, all of these sexual harassment complaints that were filed against him, and that he settled and has hush agreements with women on, he is actually Donald Trump's wet dream. Donald Trump wants to run against the guy that has all of this baggage on exactly the issues where Trump can suppress the vote." He added, "I think he has the most baggage. In that sense, he gives Trump a real opportunity to win back the Electoral College." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.